AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Supreme Court is rejecting a Republican push that could block more than 41,000 voters in Arizona from casting ballots for president. Joe Biden won in Arizona by less than 11,000 votes 4 years ago. The justices did allow some enforcement of regulations barring people from voting if they don't provide proof of citizenship when they register. One of Kamala Harris's former Senate colleagues is excited to hear her acceptance speech tonight in Chicago at the Democratic National Convention. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
It's like a proud sibling.
New Jersey Senator Cory Booker's nearly giddy.
I know who she is, I know what she's about, and I can't wait until America hears from her.
Tonight's theme is for our future, but Booker says Harris will also dip into the past in the best tradition of a group she hopes to join.
Those presidents that appeal to the best of who we are in the worst of our times to help us to get to higher ground.
And says Harris will appeal to the nation's better angels.
Share her heart with America.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former President Donald Trump is in Arizona near the Mexico border. His running mate, J.D. Vance, says big changes are needed at the border.
As soon as Kamala Harris is booted out of office, we are not open for business to illegal aliens or to the Mexican drug cartels anymore. That is our solemn promise to the American people, and we are very serious about it.
A second former police officer in Memphis, charged with federal civil rights violations in the fatal beating of Tyree Nichols last year, is changing his not guilty plea. A worker was killed after a portion of a rock ledge collapsed onto an excavator with the worker inside at a quarry in Massachusetts. A 14-year-old Detroit area girl and her 17-year-old boyfriend have been charged as adults with conspiracy to commit first-degree premeditated murder and a plot to kill the girl's mother. Police have said the girl's mother had taken her phone away following issues the girl was having at home. This is AP News. British tech magnate Mike Lynch is among those killed when a superyacht sank in Sicily.
Rescuers searching the wreck of a superyacht, the Beasian, that sank off Sicily, brought ashore a fifth body on Thursday, leaving one person still unlocated as investigators sought to learn why the vessel sank so quickly. No signs of life have emerged over 4 days of searching the yacht's hull on the seabed over 160 feet underwater. In an interview with Sky News, Giovanni Constantino, CEO of the Italian Sea Group, described the design of the superyacht as being the safest in the most absolute sense. The six passengers included British tech magnate Mike Lynch, his 18-year-old daughter, and associates who'd successfully defended him in a recent U.S. federal fraud trial. I'm Charles DeLazesma.
15 of the 22 people aboard survived. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.